Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to present CEO Thomas Muckamel. He is the CEO of IGY Marinas. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Now, you're coming to us all the way from, well, in the back there, it looks like you're coming from a marina.
Behind me is one of our flagship properties, Yacht Haven Grand in St. Thomas. Unfortunately, I'm coming to you from my basement in New York, where I remain decamped.
That's pretty much straight across the board, across the face of the planet right now.
Yeah, we're getting out and about more and more. I've been down to Florida last week and have started to move around. So this is Yacht Haven, which is apropos of our conversation today.
Yeah, well, it looks absolutely beautiful. And I have to say that I haven't been to the Caribbean. And so I'm eyeing that up with some anticipation, that's for sure. Well, the reason we are here is because IGY Marinas made an announcement the other day. It is the first annual Caribbean Charter Yacht Show, December 9th through 12th, 2021. And of course, it is at the IGY Yacht Haven Grand in St. Thomas. Now, before we get into this announcement, tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your background?
Sure. So I've been with IGY for about 13 years now. I think somewhat got into this business a little bit backwards, the way a lot of people end up getting into it. Before that, I was an attorney for many years in New York, working in real estate and private equity and the like, and was asked to come aboard and work for IGY on some of its acquisitions, especially in some of the more esoteric locations where we are, just given that ports and port real estate and waterfront real estate can be really complicated in different parts of the world. Started to really enjoy it, and kind of around 2010, 2011, was asked to run the business, and I've been doing that ever since, and been really excited to grow it, to the 11 countries and 20 locations we are now, and really to kind of lead this strategy, this sort of super yacht focused global strategy that we've been pursuing for quite some time.
It really has taken off in the last few years. IGY Marinas seems almost every year there's another marina being acquired and becoming part of your family.
Yeah, and it's a very intentional strategy for us. We want to be with our customers wherever they want to go. And so more and more now with the addition of sites in Miami and some new sites in Europe, along with what we have in the Caribbean and in Mexico, we're seeing customers staying with us at 4, 5, even 6 locations a year. And that has been a real payoff for us, and especially for some of our managers who we also have moved around. And I've gotten emails from one of our managers who we moved to Italy one summer and was so excited when a captain from that he knew from St. Martin had arrived in Porto Cervo, and just the greeting that they both, when they saw each other, it was very cool. And I think, what we're seeing with all these synergies is really, it's really starting to pay off for us and hopefully pay off for the customer too.
Well, and I can imagine one thing that makes people comfortable, because they know that the experience that they have at one IGY marina is going to be repeated. There's not a guesswork when they go to a new marina. If it has the name IGY behind it, they know that they will have exactly the same type of service and be looked after exactly the same way they have at other IGY marinas.
That's right. And, unfortunately, not all the marinas can be exactly the same in terms of infrastructure, just given, what's required to build a super yacht facility. But certainly the service levels, the type of service, the transparency, and accountability, and in some respects, we try to respond to customer needs on infrastructure as best as we can.
Well, let's head over to the yacht show now. I mean, in this past year, of course, every show has been canceled or shows have been postponed. What was the need for this show? Explain to us why IGY thought, we're going to have this show.
A lot of it came from me attending shows over the course of the last 10 years, frustrations that we've had as an exhibitor and a participant at different shows, and really sort of taking a big step back and looking at what is the commercial model around a yacht show right now. It's, you know, in some respects, now they're all a little bit different, but in some respects, some of the ones that I have been to, they haven't been geared towards what the, in my opinion, in many respects, what the core purpose and what the core value proposition of one of these trade shows should be. And which is really like, what's the take-home value for the participant? And what's the take-home value for all the other industry stakeholders, so to speak? And so I wanted to sort of get involved more intimately to figure out, look, is there a way to produce an event that's really meant for the participants and what their needs are, which frankly, at the end of the day for this show is to charter high value boats. And so that it becomes a real revenue generator for the participants, rather than necessarily, I'm gonna have a lot of participants so that I could sell lots of sponsorships and lots of other revenue generating items around those boats. We own this property. And so I felt like this was a really good way for us to kind of throw skin in the game with the participants and say, this is not about the show in and of itself being a profitable venture. This is about what kind of take-home value can we give to the participants? What kind of, which are the boats themselves, what kind of take-home value can we give to the brokers who are going to be here? And then what kind of take-home value can we give to anyone that sort of is an industry participant that wants to be around the halo of this show? But really, it's really meant more towards making sure the season is a successful one rather than the show itself being a successful show. I care about boats chartering in the Caribbean because that's where IGY owns a lot of assets. That's where we have a lot of our people. That's where we have invested, you know, not just our money, but our sweat. And so it sort of didn't sit right with me how I saw other shows going down. And I kind of had a meeting with our team and said, let's imagine and see what we can do.
And do you think, I mean, when you do the kind of research, looking straight across the board in the US, yacht charters have been up. I mean, we're looking at boat sales being up. There is almost a shortage in the US. Do you think the timing of this show is perfect, especially considering that any of the reports that you look at now are saying that 2020 was a stellar year, 2021 is going to be even bigger and onwards. Do you think the timing is just perfect for this?
I think the timing is very good. I think there's a lot of, like, as you mentioned, a lot of boats that have been sold into the market are going to be chartering for the first time. There's also a lot of interest in just sort of the high net worth community in chartering boats for the first or second time. And so I think this is a really good time to launch this show. And then more importantly, you know, a lot of people that will be watching or listening, some of them have been around. And if you've been around for more than 10 years, you know what it was like 10 years ago when you couldn't pick up, you know, when there was nobody chartering, or not nobody, but the market wasn't as good. And so I think getting something like this off the ground in a very accessible location, frankly, a very accessible location for many in the brokerage community, not all, and we can talk about that a little bit later, in a location that is like highly secure, a very good location in terms of infrastructure and just sort of site accessibility, I think is a great place to start this show. And my hope is that, you know, ultimately it gets its own traction and its own momentum. And then maybe when times aren't as good, it can still service those needs. And frankly, there may be a bigger need for something like this, you know, in a dip cycle than there is, you know, when boats are selling themselves to some degree right now. But, you know, and I think that's sort of the way we look at it too. Like, we're in this for the very long haul, and we want this to be successful when times are good and when times aren't as good. And we want to be a good partner to the industry, like we, you know, we feel we have been for the last, you know, several years.
Well, speaking of partners, you have partnered up for this show with the International Yacht Brokers Association. What is the importance of this partnership?
Look, we've known the brokers at IBA for many years, at least some of the leaders in that community. We've got relationships with them over the years in Florida. We've participated in many of their events, and you know, and frankly, that was kind of our starting point, was to call the leadership there, talk to them, kind of work with them in vetting this, because ultimately their constituency we need buy-in from multiple constituencies, but certainly that one. A lot of the people that will end up on these boats this winter, the end users, are coming from the United States. They're coming from New York and Miami, Chicago, Houston, LA, you know, what have you. And so we felt it was important to pair up with a brokerage leader that could, in some respects, help guide us on sort of, listen, here's, if you want to create more take-home value, this is what we think you should be doing. And we've been a great sort of mutual sounding board in sort of developing something that we hope is sort of tailor-made for membership.
This show and some of the advertising that you put out there, you are saying that this is a completely reimagined show from the ground up. It's all brand new. It's all exciting. Can you explain to us what that difference is and what you mean by that?
Some of it's content, right? So it's going to be content driven. And those are things we're actively working on right now, but it's going to be, what are sort of take home value. I'm in a bunch of sort of professional organizations. And one thing I've learned is like, it's take home value. So what can I learn here that I didn't know before I came? What can I bring home? And some of that for the participants, you know, is primarily for the brokers to understand what's available for charter and to get familiar with the inventory. But a lot of it also is going to be about new places to go, new experiences for guests, understanding more about sort of safety and security and sort of the issues of the day that impact these boats and the users of them and the operators of them. And so to kind of look at those different stakeholder groups and say, well, what kind of content can we develop for you that's going to be meaningful for you so that when this show's over, it wasn't just, oh God, I spent 3 days here and 3 days in Fort Lauderdale and like I'm dizzy and dehydrated and whatever. Like, we want you to go home feeling like this, you got value for money and more importantly, value for your time, because it's not that easy to get here. You know, it's not like going to Fort Lauderdale or to Miami or to New York or wherever. Or if you're in Europe, it's not that, you know, it's like not like going to Barcelona. It takes an effort to get here, and we want to be respectful of that.
Well, as we see the trends in yachting change, you know, the days of sort of lazing around the sea, they're gone. We're seeing a whole new generation of yachters that they want to have experiences. Are you seeing that there in the Caribbean as well? They're looking for something just a little bit different than they have in the past 10 years?
I think we're going to start seeing that. I think COVID sort of got a little bit in the way of that, but I think that's also part of why we see the impetus for the U.S. Virgin Islands. Yeah. U.S. Virgin Islands did an amazing job managing COVID and managing to stay open during COVID. And so what we saw was a lot of the other places that you could go and be a little bit more adventurous and do more exploring weren't available this year. And so it was more about, hey, you want to be on a boat, we're going to help you get on a boat and be on it and enjoy it. I think the trend that you've identified is here. And I think it will be interesting. I think there'll always be some tension there because there are great places to go in the Caribbean for exploring, you know, especially like in the Southern Caribbean. I'm plugging our marina in Rodney Bay a little bit, but these places, you know, they're harder to get to, and they, you know, they require brokers and yacht managers with more of a sense of adventure that those boats will get full if they reposition. But yes, I do think that trend is here. We'll see how it ultimately manifests itself out. But I just think the demand is going to be so great in the next couple of seasons that you know, we'll see.
Do you think that the return on investment with this format, the ROI, is going to be greater in the long run for those that are investing the time and investing the money? Are they going to be satisfied?
We hope so. And we've done some things around to deliver that sort of immediately. And those related to like no mandatory minimums at the marina. We've lowered the entrance fees. We've done some things to kind of really try to align our interests with the yachts themselves. We don't want to necessarily, we're not looking at those 3 days as a profit. We're looking at those 3 days as an investment, right? So we want to invest in getting high quality boats there, high quality brokers there. We want to make sure that the high quality brokers view the high quality yachts and bring high quality customers that are going to use those boats again and again and again. And we view ourselves as intimately embedded in that value chain, because frankly, when those customers show up at the marinas to get on those boats, we have a role to play in hospitality also. And we view ourselves as very good partners with the captain and the crew and the brokerage community to making sure that guests have a good time. And that if guests aren't, and there's a problem that we could somehow be involved in solving, that we will solve that problem. And we are all in a hospitality ecosystem here. We just took a step back and said, okay, let's revisit our role in that ecosystem. And can it be a little bit more proactive than what it has been historically? And so that's the goal. And hopefully that investment ultimately pays off for everybody.
Well, if people have difficulties with visas and that kind of thing, because, you know, right now, in general, sometimes visas are a difficult issue. But, you know, you throw in PCR testing and everything else that's going on right now. Are you able to help people with that?
We are. So from a COVID perspective, we have on-site physicians that will be able to run anything from sort of the low-grade antigen testing to RT-PCR to full-blown, I think the RT-PCR is the sort of full-blown assay. So we will be able to do that on property, period. We have an excellent partner in the U.S. Virgin Islands Department of Tourism that we have known for a number of years, who are very on board with being prepared to support us in any of those initiatives and endeavors. We have Customs and Border Patrol is on site at Yacht Haven. We have an excellent relationship with them. And then more importantly, like we understand that there's issues of coming into a US territory, visa issues. And we will bring on, our plan is to bring on sort of third party resources to facilitate obtaining visas for yachts that have never been here before. And look, we think that's a win. Like it's a hurdle, and it's a hurdle to come here for, or a perceived hurdle to come here. But it's the kind of thing where like, you know, if you cross that, if you're willing to kind of take that step and walk through the door, a host of opportunity might be able to open up for you, because I believe that there will still be restrictions on travel for Americans next year, or at least maybe not restrictions, but obstacles. And so it might frankly be very easy for, or preferable for a US charter guest to want to get on a charter that starts and stops in the United States, because that travels easier for that guest. And that's kind of what was through our thought process as well, which is let's actually take a look at where the demand's gonna come from. And that demand's coming from the United States primarily. Let's try to meet that market where it has already said it wants to go. Our marina in St. Thomas has been full for a year and a half, and it will remain full, I think, until, you know, it will be less and less so as time goes on, and those boats will proliferate back out throughout the Caribbean. But right now, this is where we're seeing the activity, and so it made sense to kind of do that here. And frankly, if you get a multiple entry visa in the United States, then you basically open the door for your boat to go into Florida, South Carolina, whatever, wherever it wants to go in the United States afterwards. And that might just be an opportunity that that vessel has never had before and may want to take advantage of.
Well, and realistically, when you're talking ultra high net worth individuals, there are more in the US alone compared to Europe and Asia combined. So when we're talking super yachts and we're talking yacht charter, and with all the border closures and the visa issues and the COVID issues, it would make sense that they're playing in their own backyard, as it were.
I think so. Yeah. And I think, look, this, you know, like this year, you know, we're doing the show in St. Thomas now. That doesn't, you know, we have lots of properties in the Caribbean. And frankly, we're not the only property owner in the Caribbean, but we thought this was the right place to start. And one of the other things you and I had talked about was even looking at sort of travel and facilitating travel for some of the folks coming from Europe. And we hope they come. And we've worked out, or we are working on solutions that that will facilitate, you know, because there's no direct flights. I'm not telling people things they don't know. There's no direct flights into St. Thomas from Mediterranean, but there are to some other islands. And we are working on sort of solutions to help bring those folks from a direct Caribbean flight into and out of St. Thomas that we're probably going to sponsor on our own to make that easier for them.
Well, so let me ask you, you have a huge amount of marinas around the world. Are you planning on taking over the world and doing shows at every one of them?
I mean, it all sounds great. I think that ultimately, this was a good opportunity at the right time, but we have had lots of conversations about what else could we do in support of, it would be a little disingenuous to say it doesn't to support our business, but supports everybody's business. And if we, the more we sort of get, build our relationships within the brokerage community, then I think we are in a position to respond to need. And we've had ideas around, you know, pop-up shows or different viewings that could be done at different marinas or, you know, what have you. I think right now, everything is so busy. It's like inventory is flying off shelves and, you know, I'm not sure anybody really, like, you know, how many trade shows do you really need when you don't have a problem selling a boat when it's a seller's market, but yeah, we could envision some sort of really interesting future where, you know, if we have 10 clients that are all represented by a handful of brokers who are kind of all in the know and they want to do a show or a viewing or an intimate event at one of our marinas, I think that would be fantastic, you know. And this is the type of stuff we've thought about, and I think we'll see an evolution over time to sort of meet the need.
Well, Tom, I imagine that if anybody has any questions or we've raised anybody's interest, that they can just head over to the website and check it out. And there's a, you know, an email address and things that they can inquire directly.
Yeah. And I think it's a Caribbean Charter Yacht Show, CaribbeanCharterYS.com. And, you know, we've got some pretty ambitious registration targets. In the last day or two, we've already seen a handful of boats basically go online to start the registration process. You know, we've got a lot of really good longtime clients of our own that we've been reaching out to. So I think, I think we're going to see it succeed. I'm excited to be there. I think there'll be some really interesting events with food and beverage and it'll be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be different. It's going to be enjoyable in its own right. And I think ultimately, like I said, it's going to pay off for the participants. So we're excited.
Well, it sounds like a first-class event from your home, literally. IGY is looking after you until you get back home and everything in between. And I think that's absolutely amazing. And of course, you have a proven track record in showing everybody what you can do and what you're capable of. So when you say something, I'm sure that everybody understands it's going to happen. And that's exciting. So I really want to say thank you for your time, because I know that you're a very busy man.
Well, you're very welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. And I would look forward to coming back after the event to talk to you about how great it was or anytime. And I just appreciate the opportunity to share what we're up to.
Yeah, well, I'd love to have you back way prior to that, because it'll be interesting to see how things are happening and how things are progressing forward. As we know, things change so quickly right now in today's day and age. So we will keep in touch and we will make sure to let the viewers out there know what's happening. And hopefully we're going to continue to come back with some great news and continually come back with even more and more boats that have registered. And maybe we're going to have one of the biggest shows ever. Who knows?
Terrific. It was really nice to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Once again, you have been listening to CEO Thomas. He is from IGY Marinas. We are looking forward to the first annual Caribbean Charter Yacht Show, December 9th through 12th in 2021 at IGY Yacht Haven Grand in St. Thomas. We will provide all of the links that you're needed or contact information that you need if you're interested in attending or if you have any questions that you would like to ask. We thank you for watching. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.